Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here for one more day with a special friend, Butch Jim Murphy, who is the president and co-founder of Veracruz Communications, a longtime friend of Renewal Ministries. He's one of our country coordinators, we call it, who collaborate with us in helping do missions around the world in different places. And for more than 20 years, he's been leading young people and clergy and others into the garbage dumps of Mexico City, tremendous fruit bearing. But he's also been a key player in the international work of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, a real elder, you might say, an unordained elder in the body of Christ is one way to put it. But he really walks with the mercy of God, the heart of God, the tenderness of God, and really a lot of authority in his life that has helped many, many people from countries all over the world to really enter into a fuller relationship with God the Father in the Lordship and Majesty of Jesus, which is where we left off yesterday. Welcome back, Jim.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you.
Yeah, so glad you could be here with us. I thought it might be helpful for us today to just talk about how do we access what we're describing? How can our listeners come into a deeper, fuller relationship with the Holy Spirit? Yeah. So want to just share what you can with us?
Yeah. Thanks for that. You know, and again, I think baptism in the Holy Spirit, we've got to remember, isn't a thing to acquire. It's a person to come to know, to be in a relationship with. It's interesting, and again, we have both already affirmed that in the sacramental life of the church, the Holy Spirit is always at work. So in baptism and in confirmation, the Spirit has been given to us. That's a fact. Whether you're aware of it or not, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, that's a fact. The trick seems to be, have I surrendered to that activity of the Holy Spirit? I remember the analogy I used in my own life was that, yeah, the Holy Spirit was there, but in a bird cage in my heart. It's there, but it never had the freedom to go, to fly, to do what it needed to do. One analogy it's often used, and it's a bit homespun, but the story is always about you have a glass of milk, white milk, and you pour in chocolate syrup, and it just sits at the bottom. And the milk is still white, and you sip it, and it tastes like white milk. It's like, well, the chocolate's in there. I got to get the spoon out there and stir the chocolate up. It changes the color. It changes the flavor. It changes everything. And then because it has gone through the whole thing. So in a sense, I think that the Spirit of God, for want of a better word, has been deposited into us. He's there. But if this is really relationship, it's got to be stirred up. A person can say, yeah, I got married 30 years ago. My wife's got an apartment somewhere. Great. It was a great wedding day. Well, yeah, what about the last 30 years? It's a relationship. And so you can't say, well, one and done. We got married 30 years ago, so we're married. Yeah, what's your life like today? What was it like yesterday? What's it going to be like tomorrow? This is a relationship. So how do we yield and go deeper with this? I think the first thing, honestly, I think everybody has got to eat a little bit more humble pie and say, I don't got it together like I kind of pretend I do. I really need you, Holy Spirit. And maybe we should be daily praying for the Holy Spirit to come. I would recommend, we're talking about, to me, one of the great heroines of the early church is a Blessed Mother. She's in that upper room. She could have said, hey, guys, 33 years ago, I received the Holy Spirit. She was willing to be in the upper room with the rest of the group to receive another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. She could say, yeah, I don't need that. I already got that. Thank you very much. What humility this woman has. So when you say your rosary, why don't you offer the decade the third glorious mystery, and ask Mary, pray, this is your spouse, Mother Mary, pray, Mary, for me, that I could come to some relationship with your spouse, the Holy Spirit. We have the scriptures that are truly authored by the Holy Spirit. Did you know that the reason we have the Eucharist is because the priest extends his hands and in the epiclesis, invokes the Holy Spirit over bread and wine. Bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus by the activity of the Holy Spirit. So it isn't like some weird offshoot thing like, well, you know, if that's your thing, are you kidding me? I'm a Catholic. Of course the Holy Spirit is my thing. Are you kidding me? So in the very activity and life of the church, the Holy Spirit is always making himself available, but I don't think we come in it that way. So let's start praying daily. I'll tell you, I'm always asking Mary to intercede for me on this one. I also think it's really good to find brothers and sisters, living human beings, and say, could you guys pray with me? Could you pray over me that I could be more open to the Holy Spirit? What do you mean? Well, you know, I just feel like that God has, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I feel like God has more for me. Could you guys pray with me that I could be more open to the Spirit? Could you pray for me again, according to Thomas Aquinas, could you pray for me again that I could be filled with the Holy Spirit? Yeah, well, you were prayed with last year. Yeah, that was a year ago. What about today? Pray for me now. Sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and say, Lord Jesus, baptize me again in your Holy Spirit. Go every day for a month and sit before the Blessed Sacrament and say, Lord Jesus, please baptize me again in the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of stuff that happens. Then here's what you also got to do. I can guarantee, and on this one, you're going to say, oh God, if it be your will, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. It is God's will that you be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So when you pray, God, baptize me in the Holy Spirit, it isn't God saying, well, should I or shouldn't I? He's all about this. The trick is, are you open? Because sometimes many people report a profound experience when they are, quote, baptized in the Holy Spirit, but not everybody has the same experience. Some people say, little by little, gradually, it was almost imperceptible, but I can tell now looking back, that something has changed. So you don't have the right to tell God what this should look like. You want to do it the way your friend did it. Well, too bad. That ain't your call. So pray. Use the sacraments. Use the scriptures. Get some good brothers and sisters around you. I'd have to say, Peter, I have gotten a lot of help over the years from a lot of you good folks here at Reno Ministries. And I bet if somebody walked in the door and said, hey, can somebody here pray with me to receive the Holy Spirit in a new way? I bet somebody here would get up from their desk and say, yeah, I'll pray with you. So you guys do retreats, you do all kinds of events. I think we got, again, a little bit more humility to ask people, will you pray with me? I don't understand, when you talk about the fruit of the Spirit, I don't quite understand what that means. Could you explain that to me? Let's do this together. We're meant to be baptized in the Holy Spirit individually, but it's also a communal experience. It's interesting that on Pentecost, according to Luke, there was one fire that came over the group. Then it divided and came to rest on each of them. So there's a communal dimension and there's an individual dimension. And you can't just do the communal and ignore the individual. You can't just do the individual and ignore the communal. It's got to be the whole deal.
Yeah, and the regular words of the saints, but also the Lord himself, those who hunger and thirst will have their fill. Those who hunger and thirst for holiness. And what is holy? Christian holiness, sanctification, is the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy One.
Yeah.
Jesus purified us so that the Holy God could come and make his home in us. And then we live and abide and pay attention and continue to hunger and thirst really throughout our days, throughout our whole life. And I think one of the challenges so many, why there's a lack of experience for many, many people, or as Pope Paul VI said, a lot of this reality lies dormant, unawakened, sleeping in the lives of people, is because we don't pursue it with hunger. We don't pursue it like, I need this, and cry out to God, because he will answer the prayer. It's like the Lord said, you know, my Father will give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks. He loves to give the Holy Spirit to his children. He really does.
Yeah.
But I also think there's a battle in the world that's, well, you know, people say, I don't, guys in particular, I think, I don't know if I want to get too serious about this stuff.
Yeah.
I go to church. That's really my obligation. that's what I'm doing. Yeah. And I'm going to try to, I'll stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And I'll be a good dad, and that's it. I don't really want to get too spiritual.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where it's going to lead. I'm not going to give a blank check. I'm not going to do that. And then it's also like, well, you know, I got one life to live, and if I get too serious, am I really trading up or trading down in terms of my time and what's going to happen in my life? And I feel more confident if it's all in my hands and I want to keep shaping my life, and I don't want to get too surrendered to lose control of what I want to accomplish in my life, and I want to make sure it happens in my life. And I think that's a real thing for people.
Oh,
and there's also like, well, I also don't want to look weird. I don't want to be weird, because sometimes overly religious people are weird, whatever, in their experience. And so I'm just going to stay in a safety zone where I have control. I have kind of ultimate control over what's going on. I don't want to offend God. I don't want to become a bad sinner or something like that. But I think I'm okay right where I am. And that's where they plateau. And that's a huge mistake.
Huge.
I mean, the only thing that makes sense for our entire life until we die, hunger and thirst for God, hunger for God, passion for Christ.
Yeah.
That is what leads to eternal reward, and you will never regret it ever.
Yeah. You know? Do you want to say to your spouse, to your kids, to your grandkids, well, I'll kind of love you, but I don't want to get carried away. It's like, I don't want to be in a relationship with you if that's your plan. You know what I mean? And this whole thing about, well, you know, that's not my cup of tea. Hey, pal, if you're a Christian, it's your cup of tea. If you got a problem with the Holy Spirit, if you got a problem with holiness, if you got a problem with living a radical life for Jesus, you got a problem. Clearly, this isn't what he's saying. I ask everybody here to look at a crucifix. Does that look like that man is kind of loving you? Does he look kind of committed to you? Is Jesus from the cross saying, well, you know, I'll do what I can for you, but I don't want to get carried away. Come on. I mean, this man is full out, absolute given to us. And he wants the same thing back. So don't check off your little boxes like I did. You took your vitamins. You said your prayers. You go to church. You bought a new collar for your dog. Whoopee-doo. Look at a cross. And then you tell me what level you're supposed to be living at.
Yeah, yeah. Bush, could you just say a little prayer for us here to close out the week?
I would be honored. I'd be honored. And for those of you who are driving, keep your eyes open. And if your car fills with light, just pull over. Lord Jesus, we thank you so very much for your love for us, for your concern, for your great passion for us. We all need you. Pour your Holy Spirit into our lives. Give us the grace to recognize the Spirit at work. Come in your fire. Come with that divine wind and let it blow within us. Transform us that we may accept as our heritage, the presence of your Spirit in our life. For the glory of the Father, Jesus, in your name we pray. Mother Mary, Lady of Pentecost, pray for us.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Butch. Thanks for being here. Really, really appreciate it. You continue to be a great inspiration for me. And friends, if you want to know more about the work Jim's doing, just go to veracruz.com. And just Google, if you're not sure, Jim Butch Murphy, Vera Cruz, and if you want him to come to your parish, your diocese, whatever, it's well worth it. You will be blessed if you do. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.